The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hope. We all need the theological virtue in our lives of hope. In fact, our world desperately needs the message of hope. Hope, the Catechism tells us, is the confident expectation of divine blessing and the beatific vision of God. It is also the fear of offending God's love and of incurring punishment. Certainly, we will unpack what it means, this virtue of hope, but first, you may be wondering, Father Grimm, what does hope have to do with our readings today? That's a valid question. After all, it seems that our readings are about detachment from material possessions. Our first reading from Ecclesiastes is about the vanity of the world. Our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians is about seeking what is above and putting to death our earthly tendencies. Even our gospel is a parable about how storing up earthly riches is pointless because of our impending death. So, is it not the obvious message from today's gospel, our need to be detached from worldly possessions? Yes, in a way it is true that the theme of today's readings is detachment. So why hope? Why are we reflecting on the need for the theological virtue of hope? Let me use an analogy. To become detached from something is like creating a hole or a vacuum, where once there was something, now there is something missing. As is the case with all vacuums, the hole will draw into itself anything near and attempt to fill the void. This is most poignantly felt in the grief we have for the death of a loved one. When someone close to us dies, we experience a painful hole in our hearts where we once experienced the warmth of their presence in our life. No one wants a gaping hole in their heart. So like a vacuum, we try to fill our hearts with possessions, with earthly passions, and the fleeting pleasures this world promises. This world promises fleeting pleasures that we think will satisfy our aching hearts. We find, however, that we are not satisfied. And like the preacher Koheleth, we find ourselves agonizingly screaming, "Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity." The word vanity means empty, void, worthless. Emptiness. All things are worthless. This is the state of our world. So many people are experiencing this emptiness. This is why we need to preach hope, because there is good news. The holes, the emptiness in our hearts can be gently filled, not with the passing things of this world, but with the warm light of Jesus Christ. St. Augustine had it right when he famously said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and therefore our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." Is your heart tired and restless? Then place your heart in the hands of Jesus. Are you burdened with the weight of the world? Then place your burdens in the hands of Jesus. Are you exhausted from the daily grind? Then place your day into the hands of Jesus. Are your sinful habits bringing you despair? Then place your life into the merciful hands of Jesus. Hope. Hope is the confident expectation of divine blessing and the beatific vision of God. It is also the fear of offending God's love and incurring punishment. In other words, the wisdom of St. Paul from our second reading is expressed when he says, "If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Do not look to what you are giving up. Look in faith upon him whom you are gaining." In the Eucharist, we receive God. Hope in him and store up for yourselves treasure in heaven through meritorious acts of love.